Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N-Word. And I am joined tonight by my special co-host, my main man, Soul in the Hole. And we want y'all to holler at us, so call in number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call in number is 646-929-2037. And if you want to just call in and holler at Soul in the Hole, asking what his phone number is, what his zodiac sign is.
No, I'm willing to give it out, too. So.
Anyway, you can. We encourage you to go to the Smooth Drama site. Check it out, see what we got happening, join our Yahoo group. I'm a social networking guy, so... You want to social network with me.
Network.
Everywhere you go, I am Smooth Drama. So look me up. I'm Smooth Drama. Add me. I'll add you back. And we can talk and taste on it. And, of course, you know, Soul in the Hole, who is our Smooth Drama correspondent, if you want to get at him, he's naked on all his social networking sites. So. Uh-huh. You have to look him up at www.nakedblackman.com.
Gotta keep it real. Gotta keep it real. No half-assing these days. No half-assing.
Exactly.
We're gonna do it right.
Big Daddy Kane ain't no half-stepping. Anyway, speaking of no half-stepping, I know a lot of people was watching basketball game. Miami Heat, Oklahoma City, Miami coming from ahead to lose. But me and Soul in the Hole, we wasn't really paying too much attention to that because we was watching the shin kicking championship. You know, those of you don't know what shin kicking is, not to be confused with shit kicking. Shin kicking is where grown folks over in the UK, they grab each other by the shoulders, and they kick each other in the shin. Everybody gets three turns, and they try to knock each other over by kicking each other in the shin. Very exciting stuff, right?
I'm just trying to figure out what's a foul. I mean, if you're kicking, you maybe accidentally hit the knee or something, or you step on their toe or something, you know, what's the fouls in these rules? That's just absurd to me. I don't get it.
Yeah,
I really don't get it.
I'm thinking that maybe as an advantage, you would have bad breath. You should eat some onion and garlic. So when you're like right there in their face, you're like, yeah, I got you. I mean, other than the intense pain that you get from another grown person kicking you in the shin. You know?
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And to add to it, what were you saying they use as protection? To protect them shins?
They, I guess in the rule books, if you're going to stuff some protective stuff in your sock or your pants, it has to only be hay.
Wow.
I don't even know where they have hay in the United States. I'd be in trouble.
Too far in the country, you got to go to get hay around here.
Yeah, think about that. I'm like, you got to, in the drive in between Northern California and Southern California, you got to stop and hope to God that these dudes have hay on their farm? I don't think so.
Too much.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what we was doing. I know y'all was y'all was getting it in your basketball. We above all that. Shin kicking. Anyway, speaking of shin kicking, I can't go without talking about my favorite state. I think by now, if you've listened any time to the show, you know my favorite state of Florida. I can't help but talk about them because there's just so much that goes on there. the governor, the former governor of Florida, Charlie Crist, allegedly paid men to cover up affairs, gay affairs that he was having. You know, he paid them to leave the state to avoid embarrassing him.
I'm at awe with that. That just, to me, it just goes to show you how low, you know, these guys have gotten, you know, where they're trying to cover up this type of cover up. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, these guys are, you know, political figures, and you know, they feel they can run any game, any power that they want. And hey, you got it, flaunt it, I guess.
So what you're saying is go to the bathroom and stomp on the floor and look for a glory hole? Is that what you're saying?
Something like that. I don't know. Whatever suits them, you know. Whatever makes them happy. So.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. See, but that's the thing. All these guys who go against the gay agenda and whatnot, they be on the DL. And see, the DL for me is different than everybody else. Everybody else talk about they're on the DL as homosexuals. And I'm like, no. They're on the DL as heterosexuals. They have been gay all along. Y'all just didn't know it. Kind of obvious. If dude is hooking up with different dudes, because these are only the two that he caught. And I guess He wanted to push out. Lord knows how many that was cool with it and didn't say nothing. Probably got a bunch of them.
Tapping. Sounds like it's a dusky guy.
Well, I mean, he was out front with his.
Right.
Yeah. Or at least, well, he wasn't out front with adults, but he was out front. You know, and anyway, I refuse to talk about him until either he's proven guilty or not guilty. Once they decide what that is, then we gonna talk about that guy. Even though we know he's guilty, we'll see if he gets prosecuted. I'll be waiting. And speaking of something that should be prosecuted on, I guess unbeknownst to the rest of us black folks, there's a controversy over Kraft Milk Bites. Kraft came out with a milk bite, which supposedly is a granola mixed with milk. And they did a commercial that's saying it was confused, saying trying to figure out who he is. Are you milk? Are you granola? Mel asked himself. That's the commercial. And I guess there's a lot of people who are like, well, it's racist because they're talking about mulattoes or mixed race people. I'm like, really? I mean, am I missing something? So, are we talking about milk and a granola bar in a tiny bite? Or are we talking about mixed race children?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when the Aunt Jemima bottle first came into our preview and we were understanding that there could be issues with this, yeah, I can really see that. I can really see that there's a problem where this is, you know, taken to a level where it shouldn't be at. But we're talking about goddamn granola bars and milk. Really? I mean, you know, first, I'm gonna look at milk entirely different these days. When I pour in that into my cereal every morning, I'm gonna be like, man.
Like, this is racist.
It's white.
This damn white milk.
I mean, I'm not buying chocolate milk. I know there's plenty of that in Safeway. God damn it.
Right. So if it would have been chocolate milk mixed with the granola, what folks have been saying, what? We're mad because it's, I mean, we talking about biracial granola bars? I mean, are we that crazy? Where granola bars and milk mixed together is a racial confrontation?
I'm scared for us all, brother. I'm really scared for us all.
6 more months, man. 6 more months. I mean, it is looking like that more and more every day.
All hit the shit fan at once.
Right. I mean, milk bites is a controversy. I'm like, the only controversy would be for me is it delicious or not?
Right.
If it's not delicious, it is not a controversy. If it's delicious, there you go. I can see if they were talking about, yeah, man, it tastes like ass.
You can't sell this in the stores, damn it.
Right.
It tastes bad.
Right.
It's bad.
It's like you poured milk on diarrhea ass, and this is what it is.
Oh, man.
Sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'm just saying.
Well, you did.
Controversy should be focused on things that are really controversial, not on this BS. That's why we only got 6 more months left. Or for another perfect example, there's a Wall Street journalist, Gina Chan, and a guy, Brett McGurk, who used to work in the White House as a National Security Council official under George W. Bush. He's up as a nominee to be the next ambassador to Iraq. Unfortunately, I guess there's some controversy because while Ms. Chan was covering the Iraq war and he was working as the National Security Council officer, they sent emails to each other.
Mm.
Now, thing is, the two of them are married. So, kind of makes sense. They was dating at the time, and you know, when you're getting your flirt on in the war zone, hey, an email is good as anything. Yeah, I mean, as a matter of fact, I guess they were reading the emails, and he was talking about blue balls and the eventual hookup.
Sex test, sexting will always do it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to see where the controversy is. I'm like, so y'all mad at a man who was in Iraq talking to a reporter about having blue balls, a chick he was trying to hook up with. I mean, it's obvious. He's like, yeah, I got blue balls, but I'm thinking that when we hook up, that ain't gonna be no more.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes sense, right?
Release the fury. Yeah. I feel you. I got it.
So, like, so, I mean, and if anything, you're not threatening him by blocking him from being the ambassador to Iraq. You saving him. I'm like, when does being the ambassador to Iraq like a reward. Like, yeah. I'm going to be in that vacation place they call Iraq.
I mean, there has to be some perk to it. You know, maybe extra Mercedes Benz or...
Yeah, where are you going to drive that bad boy? I'm not driving nothing. You scared to go to work every day? You know, you're thinking, are they going to blow up the office today?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to blow up my house today? Are they going to blow up my vehicle detail on the way to work today?
Right, maybe a swimming pool or something. Something where it's not as life-threatening.
Man, I'm guessing that he probably already has a swimming pool at his house here in the United States.
Ambassador of Iraq. Wow.
Yeah, well, Iraq. That's where it is. I mean, you know, and if folks want to block him from going to Iraq, like, that's punishment. I need that kind of punishment. Y'all can block me every day. But, you know, forget cock blocking. I need some Iraq blocking. I'm sure there's a bunch of cats that's like, block me! Block me!
Oh, man.
Yeah. On that note, since we dealing with some intellectuals here that we don't understand, we gonna go back to some old school hip hop, and maybe Gangstar can break into some intellectual conversation, and maybe y'all get what intellect really is. This is Gangstar, former intellect.
Don't you ruin a friend. Permits to be on the still will be led by many. but not mainly the sack. It's a scratch for a mat, exactly mad in the act, which is craftily. One side of his back of me, naturally. As if his name is exactly original, so get it, yo, the gang gets the scratch. The chain and the star is a symbol of the smaller intellect.
Together you got to smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my special co-host tonight, Mr. Soul in the Hole.
Yes, yes, y'all. You don't stop. Keep on in.
That was Gangstar, former intellect. And speaking of former intellect, you know, man, all this zombie stuff, I'm getting fed up with it. It's starting to get, it's overflowing. It's like, remember when they first had the Columbine shooting, and all of a sudden you had like 15 shooters at school. All of a sudden it was like every other week. It's like, oh, another one. It's like now everybody wants to eat people now.
Gotta raise the bar somehow.
Yeah, well, example. A woman in Connecticut trying to steal a wig got caught by the store owner after he chased after her ass when she ran from the store. So, what did she do? She bites her and bites the flesh out of her arm and spits it in his face. And I'm like, you know, it's because they've been watching the news and they're like, oh, so we can eat people now? this zombie shit. I mean, it used to be just about the movies. Now this zombie shit. I mean, there's a website where they're selling zombie bullets. Yeah, and the promotion is: be prepared, supply yourself for the zombie apocalypse with Zombie Max ammunition from Hornady. Load in with proven Z-Max bullets. Make dead permanent.
Wow. We really come to the next level. I could see it all. Like what you said, 6 months.
Yeah.
We'll see who the survivors is going to make it. Because I know one thing. If I'm turning a zombie, I'm eating the hell out of my boss. Paul, you gotta go. Sorry. Eat your ass. Oh.
I mean, we've got so far that Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, he decided, you know what? Enough is enough. Because if y'all don't know, they say bath salts had the effect on people. Is like it make people hallucinate, and that's what making people want to eat people, these bath salts. So and for y'all who don't know, I mean, bath salts used to be used for baths. we set it off with the bath salts. It's like, yeah, you know, you got a date coming over, whatnot. You run the hot bath, got the bath salts in there, it's on. You're popping. Now, this generation is sniffing it and eating people, and you got Colorado governor, and I got to say his name again, John Hickenlooper.
Hicken who?
Hickenlooper. You can never say Hickenlooper enough. He signed a bill outlawing bath salts, which is actually a good thing. I can't even hate on him. I mean, because if that's what's making y'all eat people in Florida, he was like, before this shit even go down here in Colorado, we are banning that shit. I think, hey.
Well, it goes to show you when shit goes down, we know where to go. Colorado.
Colorado.
Apparently, we'll be safe.
Yeah, so they will have taken it all off the shelf.
Right.
They won't be eating you there.
Have our bullets and we'll be ready.
Yes.
Apocalypse 2012.
You know, that brings me to drugs. You remember when you'd be just saying no? I mean, it's to the point so where I miss crack and heroin. You know what I mean? Crack and heroin used to be the old school drugs where you can, like, you know what the circumstances was. If you had a family member on crack or a friend on crack, the worst that would happen, if you had crackheads, I mean, they try to steal your shit, but all you have to do is lock them out. But, I mean, you know, I don't know if anybody else, you ever been in the neighborhood, somebody's on crack, you know, every now and again, they ask you for some money, you're like, no, they're like, I suck your dick. I mean, and that's like the worst that could happen. You just say no, it's your crackhead ass home.
Right. Right.
But now it's like, on these bath salts, they ain't asking to suck your dick. They're like, I eat your dick. And they don't even ask. They just down there biting your shit off.
I wonder what drug dealers would say when they're selling these bath salts.
But if you're a smart drug dealer, do you really sell bath salts? If you know what that shit does?
Well, you know, they're going to legalize crack and all them other recreational drugs. So bath salts are going to be the commodity that everyone's going to want.
Really? No, seriously, really?
I mean, if you're a drug dealer and you got a connection, you got people who are out there doing whatever the hell they're doing.
All right, so I'm going to ask you this. We're going to put you in the role of drug dealer, all right?
Hmm.
Now, you know that, you know, back in the crackheads and heroin, they'll nod, you know, they'll ask to suck your dick, whatnot, and that's the worst that could happen. On the blowback, on the re-up of bath salts, they might come back on you and want to eat you. Literally. Like, bite your fingers off or some shit like that. And supposedly on the bath salt, then strength is enhanced, whatnot. So you taking a chance.
You got a slight point because I'm killing off my suppliers. So if I'm killing all my people that I'm selling to, man, I'm just selling myself out.
Well, I mean, the point is, you're selling a product that's going to put you in physical danger.
Oh, like, no. I'm going to have my gun.
Right.
Some bullets.
And technically, if you are a bath salt dealer, you are helping to start the zombie apocalypse. So I asked you, so where's the positive benefit?
We're all going to hell anyway. So you know what? It doesn't fucking matter. I mean, We're going to still do what we're going to do. You might as well legalize crack. Because, like you said, that's a... apparently, that's going to be a missing item, you know, once this bath salts thing gets hot on the streets.
Well, I don't think crack going to go away. I'm just saying that I can't believe I'm saying this. I would prefer crack and heroin and ecstasy and cocaine over bath salts. Because, because, you know, we kind of are used to crackheads and cokeheads and heroin addicts. We kind of know what's going to happen with them. Bath salts, the returns ain't that good. That's why I ask you, if you put yourself in the role of drug dealer, you really want to sell bath salts? When you making people in your neighborhood want to eat each other, you want to walk outside and have to walk around, homie, eating on the other crackhead?
That would be actually an interesting match. Crackhead and a bath salt head. That would be something else. Put them in a ring and let them have at it, huh?
So we going to do the drug addict war? In this corner, we have bath salt Louie. And in this corner, we got crackhead Sam.
Hey, dog, we're almost there. We got MMA. So this is just the next level. Come on. This is the world we progress to.
Addict wars. Fuck yeah. No?
Pretty soon there's going to be another movie. Be drug wars. The real deal.
Yeah, I mean, but...
Apocalypse 2012. The drug wars.
We talking about gladiators, right? So... when they're killing them, the bath salt guys are eating them. You want to watch that, really?
No, I don't.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't. Not at all. No.
We asked the question, you know, it hurts my heart to say that I miss news about crack. I don't want bath salts. I mean, because bath salts and eating people is starting to be the drug news. And, you know, I'm like, can we just get back to crack? You know, because I don't want to live in a world where folks get high and want to eat you. And it ain't sexual. I don't want to live in that world. You know, I'm like, if y'all going to start doing that, at least let the apocalypse have happened and let me have been part of the first strike. And once I'm gone, y'all can eat each other's assholes out. I don't care. So long as I ain't a ghost and got to come back and see that. That's torture right there. I have to come back after the apocalypse and watch.
That is torture.
Yeah, the living eat each other, and I'm stuck. I can't get out. That would suck. I'm just saying, you know, I miss crack and heroin in the news. I do.
Yeah, we won't see much of that anymore, unfortunately.
I hope that after Mr. Hickenlooper, I might change my name to Hickenlooper. after Mr. Hickenlooper has passed this bill in banning bath salts in Colorado, maybe. Well, I'm thinking that once people found out that he made people eat people, that every congressman would be like, in my state too? I don't think there's anybody so who would vote against it like, yeah, you know what? People should have the right to eat each other. I'm asking. I mean,
first. That would really be a first.
Well, I would want to see who would vote against this bill.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, more importantly, the justification. You know, what is it that you can argue to say, you know, it's not bad, actually?
Mm-hmm. Really?
What is it that can back that statement up, that this is not a bad thing? I don't get it. That person has a lot of issues. That's all I got to say.
That's it? That's all.
They weren't loved as a baby, weren't hugged enough, didn't have a dog, whatever type of shit.
I'm thinking it goes beyond not getting a hug. You know, I'm saying it's beyond hugs. We're way past not getting hugs when you're hallucinating. I mean, and when I talked about the woman who was eating, well, not she wasn't eating, but she just thought biting and spitting the flesh out, whatnot. I'm making the assumption that she thought, well, you know what? People are eating people nowadays, so I can just bite and it's cool.
Mm.
Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to blame Jeffrey Dahmer. Fuck it. He's the first case. I'm going to blame him.
He has.
Yeah. You know, he was the first one to want to eat people, put people in jars and save them. Like some jelly or something. You know, so if this zombie apocalypse continues, I'm blaming Jeffrey Dahmer, and I further curse his soul and spirit.
I agree with you. He started a lot.
Yeah.
The revolution.
Yeah, this shout out goes to you, Jeffrey Dahmer. Fuck you and everything you stood for. And I hope when they killed you with that broomstick up your ass, it was painful. Yeah.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're going to go on break here. This is Rob Kai, since we talk my souls anyway. So long, Ice.
Life. So Lord, I, you want to move, can't handle the truth, won't let this
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N Word. Now I'm joined by my main man, Soul in the Hole. And that was Roz Cobb, Soul on Ice. If you want the truth, you can't handle the truth. You just want Lexus Moon Roof, Hennessy 80 proof.
Bring it. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Yeah. Speaking of it, I mean, talking about you want Lexus Moon Roof, Hennessy 80 proof, Kanye West just came out with his sneakers, the $1,000 sneakers. And I guess they were so popular that in Detroit, they sold out within an hour of going on sale. And these are $1,000 shoes in Detroit.
Not $100.
No. Not $500. $1,000 for a pair of tennis shoes. And that's not even the worst part. I guess there was so much anticipation for this shoe that a pair reportedly pre-sold on eBay for
$90,300. Wow.
Oh, so just in case you want to go get you some, these Nikes, they feature a distinctive spike at the back and glow-in-the-dark soles.
Wow.
So you would be glow in the dark, soul in the hole.
Where do I get these? The fuck? Really?
He stepped in the club shining.
Dude, what are these shoes? Walk for you or some shit? $1,000 of shoes. Are you kidding me? And not only that, it's Kanye West. That's what really pisses me off. And we've gotten so stupefied by these artists. And we're going to pay all this money for Kanye West's shoes.
$1,000, baby.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm hurt. I'm really hurt.
Why are you hurt, man?
Hey, man, I have to go to damn Marshalls and Ross and get my little hush puppy 2012 and shit, you know? These cats are shelling out $1,000 a shoe. Hey, I'm hurt. I'm jealous.
I mean, I will say that for my whole shoe collection in my life, I probably spent about $1,000.
Yeah.
Because that whole I'm buying $100 pair of shoes is like, yo, really? I'm at the markdown bin every week.
Well, let's go back to the fact that this is in Detroit. Motor City. The Emerald Castle, whatever they call it.
Yeah, ain't Detroit supposedly broke? Ain't nothing there, no industry, nothing?
Man, oh man.
But people got money to spend on $1,000 tennis shoes. Ain't got no house, but you got tennis shoes. Yeah. Because they say they have them because they're like collector's items.
Sure, they'll go down the Hall of Fame for something. I don't know what. They'll be popular as hell for something.
Well, you know me. I've always argued the point, why are you buying basketball shoes?
Maybe
play basketball.
You maybe it'll make you rap better. If you have these shoes, maybe you can perform better or do some shit that, you know, that makes you stand out.
You know that ain't the truth.
Well, shit, when the Reebok Prime came out, I thought I can jump 2 inches higher. Come to figure out, I couldn't jump at all, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, before they came out with the Reebok pump, I could already dunk, so I didn't see what paying. I believe at the time they were like $70-$80 for a pair of tennis shoes, when my $20 pair of tennis shoes still allowed me to dunk. So, I mean, the whole, because I don't know if y'all remember, the Reebok pump had this pump where you could like blow it up, I guess. D. Brown made it famous during his dunk contest participation and win. But, yeah, if I got to blow up the shoe every time I'm going to do something, I'm going to miss out on the break. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, we on the break, and I'm like, hold on. I got to pump up my shoe.
I got to pump it up, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, I guarantee you that, yeah, if you do that on the court, I will never pass you the ball ever.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm talking anybody. I mean, if I see you in some $1,000 pair of shoes on the court, I'm not passing you the rock because I already know you can't ball.
Mm-hmm. You might look pretty in the court, but you can't play ball.
You know, you think about it. Every time there was a pretty motherfucker on the court, he was terrible.
Uh-huh.
Matching outfit, you know, he got his jersey right, got the shorts right, he got matching NBA socks.
And just bought them, too. Just brands making new.
With the tag on the court, yeah. What's up?
I'm ready. He's ready to ball. Let's do this. All right.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Be on the sideline watching.
Yeah, I don't think so. You can't even when you dress like that and you're paying $1,000 for a pair of tennis shoes, Kanye West tennis shoes, you can't even come to my gym. I see you just you can't get in. Stop him at the door. Nope. Get your shiny ass out of here because you're going to file somebody and hurt him. Anyway, speaking of filing and people and hurting them, I guess according to an article I was reading, genocide memorials is what's new. It's what's in. That's what's really hood nowadays. You know, everybody going to the Auschwitz death camps in Poland, the Holocaust museums that are popping up all over the place. I guess there are people who say they on their travels, they went to see the Rwanda genocide memorial. And I'm like, am I missing something? But why am I dying to get to a place where somebody killed a lot of people? Me? Am I missing something?
I tell you, brother. You know, being in Washington, I went to that Holocaust Museum. Talk about being depressed for the next 8 hours. It just wasn't right.
Yeah, I'm like, why would I go there? I read the history books. I know in slavery, the Middle Passage, there's a whole bunch of people that jumped over off the ship and was eaten by sharks. I'm not getting out on the ocean thinking about that. Like, yeah, I want to do a slave memorial.
Paying homage, throwing flowers over the side or some shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I know it happened. You know, like, I'm still waiting on that Native American memorial. You know, the one that's in every state, that trail of tears. Where you walking from the East Coast to the West Coast. I haven't seen that one yet.
Right.
Maybe we not going to get that one.
I mean, but get this, for real. You know, you're a parent. You know, you're with your two children, wife. You go on a little trip down to Washington, D.C. Going to the Holocaust Museum. And you might be of German descent. You know, not really relevant. But what do you tell your kids? Look what's done in history. All these motherfuckers killed. Why? We don't know.
Oh, they know. Yeah, your great-grandpa, he kind of hated them people. Really? Yeah. I hate them, too. No. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna hate those motherfuckers.
I mean, you know, there's... I think these memorials, museums are over the top. I understand you never want to forget, you don't want to forget the history, whatnot. At the same time, tell the history. You ain't got to show it. I mean, because one, y'all show this history and y'all kind of slant it. It's like you want to show one people's history, but you don't want to show everybody else. I'm like, hey, show everybody getting messed over. Don't show one group. Show them all.
Right.
You're not showing all. I'm not even trying to hear you.
And teach you about it correctly in school. Don't be half-assing with his story. That's ridiculous. That's what kills me.
Well, yeah, we know about his story. Yeah, his story is very, very biased.
Yeah, and little Bobby will grow up all twisted. Oh, it's okay to beat up blacks and Chinese and Latinos because I'm white? Nah, ain't cool. Not cool at all.
Never has been.
Mm-hmm.
Never will be.
But what would we say, 6 months countdown?
6 months?
See? Got my bag packed.
Yeah, I got mine packed too. I'm like, I'm ready to go. You know, so if there's a place to be, I'm going to be there. I'll see you there, dog.
Going to be in Mars, bro. You ready?
Ready. I don't believe when they say we can't breathe there. I saw John Carter, Warlord of Mars. I know we can breathe there. I want to go there and be Superman, too. I'm going to leap across the goddamn landscape.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm doing.
I want to be able to dunk, and I'm sure that'd be the place to do it.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, it's a little thing, being able to dunk.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we talking about the little things. I guess there's a new technology that's out there that allows surveillance cameras to detect suspicious activity without human supervision. Now, maybe I'm missing it, but how can a camera detect suspicious activity without human supervision? Like, a camera is a sentient being that can think for itself now? I mean, is that where we at? We at the Terminator stage now?
Oh,
Skynet yeah. in the building? They talk about, because I guess out here in the Bay Area, they have installed 22 new AI sight cameras that, using behavioral analytics, they're allegedly able to not only record suspicious activity, but to recognize it and alert security personnel.
That's not even around. Wow.
So I'm going to ask you, because you probably know this better than I do. What is suspicious activity?
Very good question. And I think that's a really undefined term, if you ask me.
Well, I'm thinking suspicious activity is your black ass walking in and it sees you. He's doing something suspicious. He is walking. Because it's like, okay, suspicious activity.
Right.
Is that like, because suspicious activity is walking into a place and doing the stabbing motion? Or is it trained to say, okay, he's indulging, like, you know, black men, we supposedly tend to grab our dicks in public, pulling our pants up. Would that be constituted as suspicious activity?
Like I said, it's an undefined term. It's very, very loosely.
Right, because I'm gonna make the assumption that no matter what, we are going to be the suspicious activity. What's the word I'm looking for? People on the watch, being watched. You know, because the whole suspicious activity, I, as you say, is undefined, which means everything you do.
Wait, he's picking his nose. Hold up. He's picking his nose.
Call security.
You got it.
I mean, a robot is calling security because you moved. What did I do? You moved. Suspiciously.
You moved too fast.
Yeah, you got to go to jail now.
Right.
What is it? It's on camera. You was being suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks think that some of this stuff is for play. And I mean, it is. But at the same time, when you talk about suspicious activity and it's undefined, as my man says, that means you basically can get in trouble for damn near anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if anybody else finds there's a problem with that, but I take issue with it. But that's a conversation for a whole nother day. That's a conspiracy theorist in me. But I want to thank my man Soul in the Hole for co-hosting with me, being the great co-host that you are.
I do my best. I try. Try to make it happen.
Yeah, all right.
You're holding it down, you know. And check out my website. I just updated some pictures, so all you ladies out there, whatever else, check me out.
www.nakedcohost.com. And on that note, my man Soul in the Hole, I am F the N Word. He's Smooth Drama, and we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.